Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. From Hollywood, California, the Mutual Broadcasting System cordially invites you to 30 minutes of fun. How? Just meet me at Parkey's. Yes, come on along, everybody. Come along to Parkey's Restaurant and say hello to Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Elliot Lewis, Jane Morgan, Alan Reed, Harry Zimmerman and his 19 short orders, yours truly, Art Gilmore, and our genial host, the star of our show, Parkey Gotcha!
Gee, but I'm a bit tired today. That is the trouble with me. Whenever I get a new book, I stay up the whole night for to read it. Yeah, this book is so interesting, I couldn't put it down till I finished the first four pages. You know something? I know the first two pages by heart. Page one says copyright, 1948, and page two says chapter one. So it's a very high-quality book, this book here. It says right there on the cover, first grade reader. See that? Just listen to this story. Really very beautiful. Rallo is my dog. Rallo is in his house. Come out of your house, Rallo. Please come out of your house, Rallo. Rallo does not come out of his house. Rallo stays in his house. He will not come out. You know something? That Rallo's a pretty smart dog. He knows if he ever leaves that house, he'll have a tough job finding another one where they'll take dogs. Oh, well.
Hello, Parkey.
Well, Betty Rhodes. How are you feeling, Betty?
Oh, Parkey, I'm all right, I suppose.
You're all right, you should suppose. Betty, this is don't sound like you. You sound like what you've done in the mumps or something. What's the matter, Betty?
Well, frankly, Parkey, I'm worried.
Worried about what?
Well, I got so many bills, I don't know how I'm ever going to pay them.
Well, look, Betty, warriors don't want for to help you. Always remember what Shakespeare said.
Well, what did he say?
He said a lot of good stuff. I mean, like, you can lead a horse to water, but a pencil must be led. Say, Betty, I don't know why everybody says that Shakespeare was so smart. That sounds pretty stupid to me.
Oh, Parkey.
That's the way I like to see you, Betty, laugh. I mean, stop worrying. You like me, yes, sir. One thing about me, I never worry about nothing. There's the phone.
I'll get it, Parkey. Hello, Parkey's Restaurant. Yes, Parkey's here. Who is this, please? His cousin George?
Hmm?
Parkey, it's your cousin George.
My cousin George?
Mm-hmm.
My, I didn't hear from him in 15 years, and I was hoping what I would never be bothered by him again. All right. Hello, George. Yeah, this is B. Parkey. So you're not here in town, do you? Oh, you are. Coming right over here? Yeah, okay, George. Yeah, of course I'm happy with you. Don't I sound happy? Look. You'll be right over, huh? Okay, goodbye, George. My, what am I going to do, Betty? I'm really worried.
You're worried?
Yes.
Well, just remember what Shakespeare said, Parkey. Laugh and the world laughs with you.
Oh, sure, Shakespeare could laugh because he don't got George for a cousin.
Say, I never heard you speak to your cousin George before, Parkey.
Betty, I never speak to him. Nobody in my family ever speaks of him. We don't like him. That guy has got more nerve than anybody what you never seen in your whole life. Why, the minute he was born, he showed what terrific nerve he had.
The minute he was born?
Yes, as soon as he was born, the doctor slapped him, and he slapped the doctor. I said.
Well, tell me, Parkey, what does he do?
He'll do anybody what he can.
Well, doesn't he keep busy?
Oh, sure, he keeps busy. Goes to the movies. He watches people excavate big holes, you know.
Oh, there's a man coming in the door now, Parkey.
Oh, that's him, Betty. That's my cousin, George.
Parkey!
Hello, George.
Well, let me look at you.
Yeah.
Hey, you ain't changed a bit. Yeah, you're just as ugly as you ever were.
Yes.
Hey, you realize I ain't seen you in 15 years? Gee, that's a long time.
You know something, George? Didn't seem long at all to me. What are you doing in town, George?
Oh, just came to pay you a visit. How are things?
Oh, fine. Well, it was a nice visit, and come and see me again sometime. Going over to the railroad station, I'll be glad for to drive you over.
Oh, wait a minute. Not so fast. I'm going to make up for those 15 years I ain't seen you.
Hmm?
Yes, sir, this trip I'm really going to spend a lot of time with you.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I love Los Angeles. Mm. Hey, this city has sure grown, ain't it? Mm. I mean, it's sure a lot more crowded than when I was here last.
Oh, yes, awful crowded. You better not stay here. It's so crowded, it's hard to breathe, you see? Say, look, George, besides, you won't be able to find a place where to live.
What's the matter with living here with you?
Living with me? No, George, I only got one bed.
Well, that's all I need. All I ever sleep in is one bed.
You mean you're going to take my bed away from me? Where am I going to sleep?
Oh, now, look, brother, I worked out my problem. You work out yours.
Say, George, look, I don't think I want to take anybody in to live with me, really.
You don't?
No.
Well, it's people like you that's causing the housing shortage.
I am causing the housing shortage?
Yes. Because you're so selfish and don't want to share your living quarters.
I know.
Do you realize that in this country today, there are 35 million people that ain't got a place to live?
Yeah.
And it's all your fault.
It's all my fault?
Yeah. And what about those 10 million babies?
Now, wait a minute. You're not going to blame that on me, too.
So you're still in the restaurant business, Parky.
Yeah.
Still poisoning the people, huh?
Poisoning the people?
Yeah. Oh, boy, I can see I got to make a lot of changes around this here restaurant.
You got to make changes.
Yeah, and I wouldn't go to all this trouble if you wasn't my cousin.
And you don't think I love you.
Look, George, really, you don't got what to go to no trouble.
No, your troubles are my troubles. I'd be a fine cousin if I didn't help you work them out.
But look, George, I don't want you for to work out none of my troubles. Look, I didn't see you for 15 years and I got along just fine. I mean, I really didn't have no troubles at all until you just showed up.
Hey, I think I'm going to love it here.
Yeah?
Hey, Parky, you didn't tell me where my room is.
It's upstairs, first door to the right. My pajamas is hanging on the chair. Just leave them outside.
Don't worry about your pajamas. I can use them, too. I'll see you later.
Oh, man.
Short Orders playing I'll Remember April. We'll be back with Parky in just a moment. By presidential decree, the month of April has been designated as Cancer Control Month. Since the American Cancer Society was organized in 1913, its fight to control this disease in the United States has been underwritten by your voluntary contributions, which finance its education, service, and research programs with considerable success. Now, however, there is urgent need for an expanded program. And the greatest effort must be made to achieve the goal of $16,042,000, which has been set for the April campaign. The money will be used for the purpose of accelerating the program of education in vital, life-saving information on cancer. It will finance the Society's service program and make it possible to carry on research work in many fields. Of the funds collected, 40% go to the National Fund, and the remaining 60% remain in the state. It is of the utmost importance that each of us supports this program by giving generously to the April campaign. So remember April and the American Cancer Society. Keep up the fight against cancer for your own good and the good of all of your fellow men.
Parky, I think that cousin George of yours has the most colossal nerve I ever heard of. Imagine making you serve him breakfast upstairs in bed.
Yeah, Betty, just called down for some more eggs. That makes 14 eggs what I brought up for him so far.
14 eggs? Yeah. How can one person eat 14 eggs?
I don't even think he's eating them. With his nerve, he's probably mailing them back home for souvenirs or something. And does he be fussy about the eggs? All of his eggs got to be 3 minutes. But he means 3 minutes after they leave the chicken, you see?
Well, Parky, I wouldn't put up with a bore like him, cousin or no cousin.
Well, there's be one nice thing about him, Betty. He only visits me a couple, 2-3 days, then he gives me 15 years for the rest of it. Oh, here comes the little lady from the sewing circle.
Oh, yes, I'll let you talk to her, Parky.
Yeah.
You know, you're the only one who can make any sense out of what she says.
Ah, she's a little mixed up, Betty, but she's perfectly harmless, and I kind of like her. Come right in, lady. How do you do?
Thank you, Mr.
Yeah.
Parker Carcass.
I didn't see you for a whole week.
That's right.
Yes.
And I had a wonderful surprise this week.
You did? What happened?
My cousin came to visit me. Isn't that nice?
Yes, that's nice, yes.
Of course, there's only one trouble.
Yes.
I have no place for my cousin to live.
You don't?
Say, do you know where I could get my cousin a room?
Get your cousin a room? No, I don't.
Oh, gosh. I just love to be able to tell my cousin where to go.
I'd love to tell my cousin where to go, too. You know, my cousin is visiting me also.
He is?
Yes.
Well, what a coincidence.
Yes.
I mean, look at that. Yes. My cousin is visiting me, your cousin is visiting you, and we're not even related.
Yeah, I bet if you told that to people, they wouldn't believe it, yeah.
Oh, I've been having a wonderful time with my cousin.
Yes?
We've been going down to the beach every day.
Oh, yeah.
Haven't yes. Don't you see how tanned I am? Everyone says I'm as brown as a nut.
You sure are.
Oh, we have such wonderful fun down at the beach.
Mm-hmm.
I bought myself the most stunning two-piece beach outfit.
You bought a two-piece beach outfit?
Yes. It's the most beautiful pail and shovel you ever saw.
I see.
Oh, yesterday I had so much fun with my cousin. I buried her in the sand.
You did?
Yes, and we laughed so much.
Yes.
I'm going back in a couple of weeks to dig her up. Bill, good day.
Yes, good day. Yes.
Cousin Parky.
Good morning. You mean good afternoon. It's 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
So you finally got up, huh, George?
Yeah, I couldn't sleep at all. So much noise around here.
Mm-hmm.
Who keeps opening and shutting them doors?
That's my customers coming into the restaurant.
Well, you better tell them to stop coming in tomorrow. I got to get some rest.
Yeah, I'll tell
them. Hey, Parky, I think I'm going to run downtown where there's some life and action's dead around this neighborhood.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing ever happens around here.
Yeah, that's a good idea, George. Why don't you go over to Hollywood and Vine? Plenty of traffic over there. You see, you just keep crossing the street back and forth. Maybe something will happen.
Oh, incidentally, Parky, can you let me have 5 singles for a fin?
5 singles for a fin? Yes, sure. Here, huh? 1, 2, 3, 4. Here's your 5 singles.
Thanks. See you later.
Hey, well, wait a minute.
What?
Where's the fin?
On the side of a fish.
If I saw my lawyer, I could get rid of that George. Nice, be my own cousin. How would that look to go to a lawyer? Be a shame for the rest of the family. Oh, my, look at that. Get rid of one, and in comes another. Here comes that traitor Orville Sharp now.
Well, I think my old friend, Mr. Parky Cactus, am I correct?
Yes, Mr. Sharp, you're correct, yes.
Hey, what's happening? You look most unhappy. I mean, you look very decomposed.
I am decomposed, you see. My cousin moved in on me.
Oh, your cousin, eh?
Yes.
Well, you don't have to go no further. I know exactly what you mean.
Yes.
You are having trouble with the theory of relativity. Am I correct?
Yes, you're correct, yes.
Well, now, don't you worry your little soft head about it.
No. I guess you're right.
Uh-huh.
Say, tell me, when your company gets rid of those people, isn't that kind of embarrassing?
Oh, no. You see, my company, we got a system. We get rid of them, we make them like it at the same time.
You do?
In other words, we use Tackett.
You use Tackett?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. You see, we even got a motto. We say, in our racket, we use Tackett.
She is. Pretty clever.
Now, if you would like to subscribe to our $100 deal,
yes,
and rid of your cousin, very high class.
How you mean you get rid of him high class?
Here's what we do, see?
Yes.
We come into your place. Mm-hmm. We got 10 Nubian slaves. Mm-hmm. They're all dressed up. They're wearing purple knee breeches with tassels hanging down. Got on long silk stockings. Shoes that curl up the toes, see? Mm-hmm. Wearing hats with plums in them.
Yes. Hats with plums?
Yeah.
What kind of plums?
Ostrich plums.
Ostrich plums?
Yeah.
No, no. You probably mean ostrich fumes, you see?
Now, you see, they're carrying stretched out on two poles a gorgeous gilt throne chair. This is beautifully upholstered.
The chair is upholstered?
Yeah. And it's in gorgeous red velvet. It's got soft, down-filled cushions.
Cushions.
And that is the way that we carry your cousin out of the restaurant.
Yeah, but why does he have to be carried out so fancy?
Now, look, Mr. Parky Carcass, yes. Don't forget you ain't throwing no strangers out the street. Mm-hmm. You're throwing out your own flesh and blood. Sure you want him to look nice when he hits the gutter.
Yeah, about $100.
Well, what's $100? It's a very abdominal sum.
It's abdominal?
For sure. Just last week, a fella gave us $300 to throw out his mother-in-law.
Well, for a mother-in-law, it's worth it, but this fella's only my cousin. Don't forget that.
Well, okay, all right. Look, would you like to spend maybe $50 to get rid of him?
No, I don't want to spend no $50.
All right, what's it worth to have us come in here and convince your cousin to reluctantly take his departure and never know more to return?
Well, if I could get rid of him, maybe I could spend, say, $3-4.
Well, for $4, you expect me to get rid of one of your relatives?
Yes, I do.
For $4, you expect me to extra-terminate the pests in your house?
Yes.
Okay, I'll take the $4.
Yes. Yeah.
I'll get rid of your cousin for you.
Will?
Yeah. Take you and your cousin over to Sunset Boulevard.
Yes.
Putting up a big building over there. When nobody is looking, I'm going to pour your cousin into the concrete mixer.
You're going to pour my cousin into a concrete mixer?
Yeah. And you're going in with him.
I'm going into the concrete mixer with him?
Yeah. The best way I know how to cement relations. You're not...
A Saturday date with my everyday sweetheart, and we plan to spend a wonderful evening at home. We'll be dining in the kitchen, dancing in the parlor, talking while the lights are low, or just plain sitting listening to the radio. On a Saturday date with my everyday sweetheart, and as long as we're alone, we're all right. We're a couple of stay-at-homes on Saturday night.
Freddy!
Oh, that's Freddy, my Saturday date. Oh, great. Hiya, Freddy. I'm all ready. Do you like my dress?
Well.
Oh. Well, do you like my hair this way?
Oh.
Oh. What'll we do? Would you like to go to a picture show?
No.
I don't suppose you'd like to go to a nightclub.
Nah.
All right, Freddy. Shall I put on a pot of coffee and make some fudge?
Uh-huh.
My Saturday date. Oh, great. Got a Saturday date with my everyday sweetheart, and we'll stay at home to plan what the future will bring. We can talk about a wedding, talk about a budget, wonder if we've gained or lost. We'll need a sitter, and that'll kind of raise the cost of a Saturday date with my everyday sweetheart. Ah, oh, but we won't mind. We'll still be all right if we're a couple of stay-at-homes on Saturday night.
was our lovely Victor Recording star, Betty Rhodes, singing A Saturday Date. Thank you, Betty. We'll be back with Parky in just a moment. National Boys Club Week, beginning April 5th, will give boys clubs throughout America the opportunity to demonstrate their work and their activities. These clubs are sponsored in each community by non-sectarian, non-profit organizations of public-spirited adults who operate the clubs for the benefit of the boy members. More than 275,000 boys between the ages of 8 and 20 enjoy the opportunities offered by the clubs in after-school and evening hours. All boys are welcome, and the fees are so small that they present no problem. Games and all types of entertainment are available with instructors for gymnasium classes, athletics, swimming, and life-saving. Aptitude and lifelong interests are developed in libraries, music, dramatics, and vocational classes. During this National Boys Club Week, let's investigate our own local facilities for such organizations, and if no such group is functioning in your area, get together with your local civic clubs and see what can be worked out for your local boys. It's important that all of us support the boys' clubs in our own community, for by so doing, we build the citizens of tomorrow and lessen juvenile delinquency today.
Say, Betty, my cousin George called me up from downtown. He's be all excited. He says he met a friend who's got a wonderful proposition for me. He's on his way back here now.
Well, Parky, I don't know what your cousin's proposition is, but something tells me you'd be a lot better off if you'd had nothing to do with that low-down character.
Betty, I wish but you wouldn't use that kind of language about my cousin until after you leave the building. Don't forget ladies are present. Yes. Betty, that George sure is up peeping, ain't he? Here he comes right now.
Hey, Parky, hey, I got the most wonderful break for you.
Has it got anything to do with your leg?
No, listen. When I was downtown, I met an old friend of mine, and I talked him into renting one of your windows here.
Rent one of my windows? I don't get it.
Listen to me. This guy wants to go into business, and he was just about to hire a store when I sold him the idea to rent space in your window.
Oh, you mean he wants for to use my window space for his business?
That's right.
No, Judge. I don't think that I want to rent out no space in my window.
Don't be ridiculous. Yes. This is a restaurant, ain't it?
Yes.
You don't use your windows for nothing. You might as well get that extra income. Why, it'll cut your rent in half here.
Say, a lot of places do that, Parky. You know, rent out part of their window space for another business.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And it'll be a wonderful thing for you, too. It'll bring a lot more people into the restaurant. Huh? My friend's outside right now. Let me call him in and we'll make a deal with him. I'll go get him.
Okay. Betty, you know, I never thought about renting out one of my windows, but I guess it might be a good thing at that. You could cut down my rent, and like George says, you could bring a lot of extra people into the restaurant.
Isn't it funny, Parky, how we misjudged your cousin? He seems to have a pretty good business head on his shoulders at that.
Oh, sure, Betty. I told you right along. He's a smart boy. Wonderful fella, too. Don't forget, I come from a pretty smart family, you know.
Here he comes with his friend. You better go over and talk to him, Parky.
Yeah.
Parky,
yes?
Want you to meet my pal, Frank Reed.
Oh, glad to know you, Mr. Reed.
Oh, you the jerk that owns this joint? Pleased to meet you.
It's joint.
So you're trying to con me into renting one of your windows, eh?
Con you?
Well, I can't make up my mind whether I should or not.
No, look, mister. I'm really doing this as a favor to my cousin George. I wasn't thinking about renting out one of my windows. I really don't be too anxious.
Listen, brother, let me tell you something. Before I rent one of your windows, you'll have to do a lot of fixing up around here.
Fixing up?
Yeah.
Look, fellas, I don't think I want to rent one of my windows at all. Let us to forget the whole thing. Thank you very much, as they say.
As I was saying, George let me in here last night after you closed up to look over the place. I think it'll be okay.
George, you let you in here after I closed up last night?
Yeah, I had my lawyer draw up a lease. I got it right here. Huh? Now you just sign it, then I can move my stuff in and start doing business right away.
You know, I feel kind of funny renting out space in my restaurant to anybody. I always had the place all for myself, you know.
Parky, Frank here's a wonderful guy. You're going to love him.
Yes?
This is going to be a good thing for everybody.
It is? This where I signed the lease right here?
Yeah, right there.
Thank you. Okay, there you are. Parky Akakis.
There, did you see that, Frank? I told you he could write.
Well, I suppose that takes care of everything.
Yeah, except you got to give me the $40 deposit.
Yeah, sure. I got to give you a $40 deposit. What's that for?
Read the lease. That's for the first month's rent.
The lease says I got to give you the first month's rent.
Look at it.
But you're supposed to give me the first month's rent.
No, no. Wait a minute, Cousin Parky. You got to put up something to show this man your good faith.
Certainly. That's right. What do you think I am, a sap?
I got for to show him my good faith.
Well, yeah, sure. After all, what guarantee has he got that you won't move out of here?
Guarantee that I won't move out. I've been here for 21 years.
Hey, I heard that line before, mister. You still got to put up a deposit. Oh, forget, I don't know you from Adam. I never saw you before in my life.
I know, but...
Now, Frank's right, Parky. For all he knows, you may be just a cheap crook.
A cheap crook?
I'm surprised that you're trying to take advantage of him like that.
I'm not trying to take advantage of nobody. I never heard of this. Okay, I'll prove to you that I'm not a cheap crook. I'll put up the deposit. Here's your $40.
Okay, thanks. Hey, just 1 minute, Bub. It's a good thing I noticed that.
Notice what? What is it?
What is it? Well, you ain't got no ventilator over that window you just rented me. You'll have to knock a big hole out of that ceiling and get a ventilator in there. And you better get it started this afternoon, too, or I'll report you to the Board of Health.
Report me to the Board of Health?
Yeah.
How did I ever get mixed up with a guy like this?
No, you can't blame Frank, Parky. All he wants is what's coming to him. Don't forget, he's paying you good rent for this place.
He's paying me good rent. I just give him $40. George, this is be all your fault.
My
now,
fault?
I am going to tell
That's
you...
That's what I get for trying to help another
tell you,
guy
I will
like
go
you.
And see
wait a minute. Wait a minute. If you two fellas don't stop yelling around here, I'll have to throw the boat out of my place.
Throw me out. Your place.
Yeah. Read the lease.
George, I will never forgive you for this.
And another thing, I want you to clean out your refrigerator back there in the kitchen and move it out front for me. Yeah. I'll have to borrow it for a couple of months.
Borrow my refrigerator?
Yeah.
So you mean you're going to put my refrigerator in the window?
Yeah.
Oh, well, look, mister, this be a restaurant. How's it going for to look to have a big refrigerator standing in the window?
That's where it's going to have to go. Don't forget, a refrigerator is the most important thing in my business.
A refrigerator?
Yeah.
Say, by the way, I forgot what to ask you. What kind of business are you going for to do in my window?
I sell hamburgers.
Hamburgers? Oh, for heaven's sake.
Remember, next Sunday, same time, same station, be sure to listen to the further adventures of Parky Carcass, Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Elliot Lewis, Harry Zimmerman and his 19 short orders, and our big cast of fun makers. Meet Me at Parky's is written by Parky Carcass and Howard Harris, and is produced by Maurice Morton. This is Art Gilmore saying goodnight. This program came from Hollywood. Stay tuned now for more laughs. The Jim Backus Comedy Show follows in just a moment. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.